I have one job, building the pepper-crusted beef on brioche with celery root salad, an elegant little bite to be passed during cocktail hour at the Park Avenue Armory Gala, a black tie dinner for 760 people. In theory, it's an easy hors d'oeuvre, a thin coin of rosy beef on bread with a tuft of salad on top. It's 4:50 now, and the doors open at 6:30, so I've got some time to assemble this thing. The ingredients can be served at room temperature, any temperature really, and they were prepared earlier today by a separate team of cooks at the caterer's kitchen on the far west side of town, then packaged on sheet pans and in plastic deli containers for a truck ride to the venue. All I have to do is locate the ingredients in the boxes and coolers, find some space to work, my station, and begin marshaling a small army of beef on toasts so I've got enough of a quorum, 240 pieces or so, that when serve-out begins, I'll be able to keep pace with replenishment demand through a 45-minute cocktail hour. Giovanni Leon Salazar, the kitchen assistant leading the hors d'oeuvre, or HD kitchen, shows me the photo the executive chef supplied that reveals the precise architecture of this bite. A slice of seared beef tenderloin, rare in the center and the size of a Kennedy half dollar, resting on a slightly larger round of toasted brioche, which is the kindest word for this favored delivery platform, a thin toast cracker. On top of the beef is a tangle of rich celeriac slaw, superfine threads of shredded celery root slicked with mayo, with a sprinkling of fresh chives showered over the whole. This is New York-caliber catering intelligence at work. Take a throwback classic, the beef tenderloin carving station, to a higher, more knowing plane in a single bite. Here, the colors are lively, the scale is humane, the meat perfectly rosy, rare, and tender, its edge seared black with ground pepper and char, the celeriac bringing novelty, though its flavor is familiar enough. It's a pro design that satisfies the meat and potatoes crowd without talking down to the epicures. The kitchen tonight, like every night, no matter the venue, is as makeshift as a school bake sale, a series of folding tables covered with white tablecloths and fashioned into a fort-like U. Since there are two warm hors d'oeuvres on the menu, our crew has a hot box standing by, the tall aluminum cabinet on wheels that serves both as transport vehicle for food and, once it's on-site and loaded with a few flaming cans of jellied fuel, the odor-free version of Sterno is favored, becomes the oven. Imagine the most flame-averse venues, the New York Public Library, City Hall, the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Even there, the ghostly blue flames in the hotbox pass muster with the fire marshal. In fact, this one fudge, this unspoken exception to the no open flames rule, is the secret to restaurant quality catering in New York City. Our hors d'oeuvres kitchen is at the far end of a vast hallway, partitioned into a series of open rooms stretching the crosstown length of the 55,000 square foot armory, a former soldier's drill hall, now a coveted New York venue for seated dinners where attendance runs into the high hundreds or low thousands. You could say we're in one of the wings in theater parlance, and it's as dark and dank as a bomb shelter. We share this bunker with the sanitation team, one of three scattered throughout the venue, which at this point in the evening is furiously ripping open a mountain of plastic-wrapped pink crates and unpacking in clinks and clatters the rented glasses, cutlery, plates, and linens, and shuttling them to the waiters. The servers are directed by their captain, a fleshier George Clooney type in a gray suit, talking intermittently into a mic on his lapel, to ferry their materiel either to the bars, if highball glasses or flutes, to the tables in the dining room, if wine glasses, cutlery, or linens, or to the kitchens, if they're plates. Clad in black pants and black Oxford shirts, the servers shuttle briskly back and forth, quiet, looking like well-dressed movers. When it's time to drop the main course on this party, they'll resemble stressed-out mimes.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.